This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul A. Decker with the Halloween edition of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. That's pretty much like every other edition of the Daily Buzz. Have an update on that stolen colon. University of Kansas Medical Center now offering a $1,000 reward for anyone who can provide information that leads to the recovery of the school's big inflatable colon. The inflatable display shows the differences between a healthy colon and a cancerous one as you walk through it. But someone made off with their giant colon, and the school wants it back. Understandably, guy in New Jersey walking to the store to buy a Mega Millions ticket last week. Unfortunately, on the way, he fell and broke his hip. When he was in the hospital, the workers asked if he wanted in on the staff's lottery pool. He agreed. The workers split a $1 million jackpot. That brings a whole new meaning to the words lucky break. Archaeologists now say chocolate was discovered about 1,500 years earlier than previously thought. They found proof that cacao was first domesticated in South America around 5,300 years ago. It had previously been thought of as, at most, a 3,900-year-old discovery. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Trusting people helps you live longer. Apparently, that's what's been discovered by researchers at Stockholm University. They surveyed, then followed the lives of 25,000 people. And the folks who were the trusting type enjoyed about 10 months of additional life expectancy. Now, did you hear, after financing problems slowed the project, the Titanic 2 is back in production. They're building an exact replica of the doomed ship that sank in 1912. The ship will take passengers on the exact itinerary of the original, and they're hoping cruises will start in 2022. So are they reliving history or tempting fate? And now, today's monkey news. Dateline India, where a wild monkey snatched a snake charmer's cobra and made off with the stunned snake. Charmer gave chase and at one point almost fell off the roof of a building as he pursued the monkey thief. The monkey escaped, and the snake charmer said maybe the monkey thought the snake was food. Boy, is he in for a big surprise. If you're planning on some Halloween celebrating tonight, A, don't drink and drive, and B, don't expect coffee to sober you up. New study has confirmed what most of us already know, having coffee after drinking won't sober you up because it doesn't decrease the blood alcohol level in your body. It will, however, make you more alert, so you'll just be a wide awake drunk. Finally, researchers have examined over 800 million Twitter messages sent at different times of the day and different times of the year and discovered some trends. Not surprisingly, people are grumpier in the winter and in the morning. And they post more positive things in the spring and summer when the days are longer. So prepare for some grumpy messages ahead. Speaking of grumpy, we fall back to standard time over the weekend. Turn your clock back 1 hour before you turn in on Saturday night to Sunday morning, or you're going to be at church an hour early. So, yes, we fall back in the fall. Daylight savings time goes away. We return to standard time this Saturday night to Sunday morning. Make sure you set your clock back 1 hour. Remember, we fall back and spring ahead. Knucklehead news out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where police couldn't believe what they saw last weekend. While out on patrol, police spotted two toddlers running barefoot across the street with no adult supervision. Not only that, but one of them was holding a full open bottle of beer. After police conducted an investigation, they arrested four women with endangering the welfare of children. It's unknown whether the kids drank the beer. They're being investigated by local child and family services officials. And rightly so. The Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about? Get it to me. Paul at WCSY.com. Drop it off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. 11637 is our snail mail address in South Haven. You can leave us a message on Facebook or tweet at COSYFM. Daily Buzz podcasts are posted at WCSY.com, our website, on Facebook, and iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, Stitcher, and lots of other great podcasting outlets. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. Have a safe, happy Halloween. We'll catch up tomorrow. Make it a great day.